But yeah, I have to have him when I take a shower, okay? That's bad enough. But then a couple episodes back, somebody said something about farting, so they thought they'd call him, and it brought him up into this whole thing about shitting the bed and thinking about Big Fatty. Well, I can honestly say that I do not shit the bed. I've never on any occasion shit the bed. But now, if the occasion does arrive that I shit the bed, I'm going to be thinking about Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 185 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of October, 2008, and y'all, if, that opening doesn't tell you what today's show's going to be about, well, then you're shit out of luck. Oh, Lord, y'all. I found something called the fart machine or something like that. Wait a minute. Let me go over here to the www and find out what it is. Fart soundboard. And you go over to fart. Just Google fart soundboard, and y'all, there must be 30 different farts there. And they all have different names, like the James Brown Stains, the Cheese Dog, the Goose Gas, the Number 2 with a Bullet, the Bugle Boy, the Dotting the I, the Goo Goo Doo Doo, the Squat the Squat Thrust, the Smoothie, the Variety Show, Touche, Kazoo, Monica You Is Stinky, the Colin Powell, the Slow Mo Blow, Nice Try, Oprah Winfrey, the Rough Cut, Shave and a Haircut, and the Macaroni and Squeeze. Y'all, there must be 30 of them. That's just, no, there's more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Y'all, there's over 90 of them on there. The Ultimate Fart Soundboard. If you haven't been over to the Ultimate Fart Soundboard, you can either go over there or you can just come back to the BFO and we'll just name Big Fatty's farts from now on. Y'all, I have had a wonderful weekend. It has turned cool here in the Chucktown. In fact, let me go over here and see what the temperature is. It is now 58 degrees and we are headed for a low of 43 tonight. Our high today was 6 to 8, And why I'm talking like Jeremiah is beyond me. Now, y'all, when I have gotten some comments about Big Fatty singing. That's all I got to say. And I, first of all, before we go any further, I want to apologize for all of last week's shows. Because, y'all, they were incredibly horrifying, is all I've got to say. I've just got to say they were all horrifying. Had to share my 182nd show with that shut-in. She probably shits the bed all the time. And by the way, y'all, there is photographic evidence. Kim Beaver has found a photo of Auntie Vera Charles and Gooch convalescing after their unfortunate refrigerator accident. And she has found a photo, so it proves that Auntie Vera does actually exist. And if you go over there to the Kim Beaver, you can check that out. Now, y'all, I have gotten all kinds of stuff from y'all. I've gotten a picture from James. I think that's out in the L.A., of Eddie Haskell, the Beeve, and Wally, and they all look like death warmed over. In fact, they look like they shit the bed. And y'all, I have gotten lots of pictures, and I really appreciate y'all sending stuff to me. Now, Michael, who I didn't know who the fuck he was, because it's not Michael from QCast, but the other Michael that I was talking about, he lives out in the L.A. area also, in the Carlsbad, California. That's not really the L.A. But anyway, he is between Miss Wes and Auntie Vera. So, you know, that's not a bad place to be. Although I think that's where everything is on fire, because, you know, that's where the Marine Corps base out there, what is that, Camp Pendleton? It was on fire. Anyway, he and his partner of 15 years are getting legally married this coming week, and we want to send out exciting congratulations to them. And he's a little cray-cray, but, you know, if you listen to the BFO, of course you're a little cray-cray. And y'all, everybody seems to be going on the intertubes. Mr. Larry Vader, and you may know him best from...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Mr. Larry Vader, he has decided that we should, and since everybody else in the world is now calling it the interwebs, or the intrawebs, or whatever... He's decided we should start calling it the inner tubes. So, because, you know, the interwebs is nothing but a bunch of tubes and wires. At least that's my understanding. But anyway, Michael from out there in the fire-ridden Carlsbad, California, he's decided to go on to the inner tubes, and he's found the Big Fatty Mascara, the Big Fatty Lip Plumper, and all kinds of other things. So... you know, those, as he says, are a hoot. Oh, my. And then I got Dear Gussie. Now, Julie has sent this to me. And, Arthur, you ought to be listening to this because this is about Dear Gussie. She says that she thinks the origin of Oh, Dear Gussie is a song in which part of the lyrics say, "There's a hole in your bucket, Dear Gussie, there's a hole in your bucket, Oh, Gussie, a hole." Now, y'all, I know that song, and I don't remember Gussie being in it. I thought it was Liza. "There's a hole in your bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in your bucket, dear Liza, a hole." But anyway, she evidently learned it as Gussie. So, Julie, you may be right, but Big Fatty didn't know it that way. British John has written to me also, and hi, British John, and this gets back to Big Fatty singing on Friday's show. He says, "Listening to you sing the vegetable song made me want to put my dick through a meat grinder." Now, British John, if by meat grinder you mean Big Fatty's mouth, then we can work on that. But he says there are only three things worse than the sound of Big Fatty singing that vegetable song, and they are, in this order, number one, listening to Archer bitch about how he has no money, number two, listening to Archer orgasm, and number three, listening to Archer. So, there you go. And I can't say that I disagree, except that we have to be nice to him because it is his birthday month. Now, Kim Beaver, I told you that she has found the picture of Auntie Vera, and y'all go over there and look at it. It is proof positive that that old hag exists. Now, y'all, David, from that Blue Jeans guy, he has found a website for the fat one on the intertubes also, and it is called Bacon Lovers Talk. And it says, bacon, what's cooking? And you can join the bacon community. And there's just all this stuff about bacon. Now, y'all, talking about bacon, Big Fatty today, on Sunday, went to the Sam's Wholesale Club. And I've only bought three things while I was there. I didn't really need anything. I needed toilet paper, but they didn't have the kind I like. So I didn't get any. I'm not buying 20 rolls of toilet paper I don't like. So I bought, there were three things I bought. I bought a 10-pound box of bacon, and this is the hotel brand bacon. And it comes with a resealable, it's the biggest Ziploc bag I've ever seen. But y'all, it's good bacon. I fixed some for supper on Sunday night. And it's right might hickory tasty. And it's good, but it's 10 pounds of it. And it was $22, which makes it $2 a pound, or $2.20 a pound. And I went to the Publix, and the Oscar Mayer, which I really like, is $5.69 a pound. So Big Fatty's real happy that he saved all that money on the bacon, and it's good bacon. And I've got a giant Ziploc bag full of it. And I did not cook all 10 pounds of it at one sitting. Now, the other thing I bought was a coconut cake, because Big Fatty loves a coconut cake, and they have good coconut cake at the Sam's Wholesale Club. But it's a 10-inch cake. It's a huge fucking cake. So when I went to the airport to pick up Miss Kitty on Sunday evening, I asked Miss Kitty if she liked the coconut cake, and she does. So I'm going to take a quarter of a coconut cake over to Miss Kitty later in the week, because I've got to go over and help him with the new IMAX computer that he bought. He's got some questions about some programs that he's got on there. So, you know, he is asking Big Fatty for the computer help, which tells you a little something about Miss Kitty's computer skills. And the other thing that I bought, what was the other thing that I bought? I only bought three things. I ought to fucking remember what the third thing is. Oh, the turkey breast. Y'all, they have the delicious turkey breast at the, it's the boneless turkey breast at the Sam's Club. They don't have it all the time, but y'all, it is boneless. And it was without a doubt the moistest, and I do mean moist, as almost as moist as Miss West. But it is moist, 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 moist turkey breast, boneless turkey breast, which I have thawing in the refrigerator, and I'm going to cook that in the slow cooker later in this week. Right now, I've got the cube steak cooking in the slow cooker, and I've made the rice to go with the mushroom and onion gravy that the cube steak is slow cooking with. And I went to the Publix, and I didn't buy a whole lot of stuff, and I saved $15 today. I had to buy a couple things that weren't on sale to include the paper towels, because, you know, I have the new friend that likes to come over and get fisted. And I know that caused some of you to vomit a little bit in the back of your mouth. But I ran out of the paper towels this week because I've been using more of them. Now, y'all, on Friday night, Big Fatty was the tally master, the scorer, the head judge, if you will, at the Miss Patrick's pageant. And we had a tie. Now, it wasn't for first place, but it was a tie for second place. And, you know, it's very important because should Miss Patrick's be unable to complete her duties the first runner-up will assume the title of Miss Patrick's. But we had a tie for the first runner-up, so we had to break the tie. And y'all, they had six contestants, and then they had five other performers that performed between each other of the sections. And there was a presentation section, an evening gown, and a talent section. And y'all, it's supposed to start at 10:30. Well, the reigning Miss Patrick's was running a little late, so we didn't get started till 11. And y'all, we didn't crown the new Miss Patrick's until after the bar closed, and the bar has to lock the door at 2 o'clock in the morning. Big Fatty didn't get out of there until 3 o'clock in the morning. I was exhausted, but I slept late on Saturday, and I took a nap, and it was raining and turned chilly here on Saturday, and the breeze was blowing. Not the breeze that lives in Atlanta, but the other breeze. And anyway, so that was Saturday. And then I went out with members of the horror group on Saturday evening, and we went to the Outback Steakhouse, and Big Fatty had the prime rib and the tater, the baked tater, and the chopped salad with the blue cheese stuff on it. And y'all, it was good. I couldn't eat but half of it, but I brought the other half home. And Miss Porter, who is in the horror group, who I know I've talked about before, he got the jackaroo chops, and I think those are kangaroo pork chops. But he could only eat one of his, so I brought his home, and I had it for Sunday morning breakfast on a biscuit. And then I finished off my prime rib Sunday afternoon, and then I had the bacon for supper Sunday night. And but it's been that kind of day. I mean, it's been that kind of weekend. I have taken several nip a naps during the weekend. I have answered the e-letters. Straight Bob has written to me. And by the way, y'all, he is my straight boyfriend. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he proclaimed that. He has come out saying that he is Big Fatty's straight boyfriend. And Straight Bob, I might send you a postcard, but I don't know. Speaking of sending things, Bjorn, I have not put your t-shirt in the mail yet. I've gotten very busy, and I didn't get the correct envelope to put it in, but that's going to go out this week. And y'all, Miss Kathy wanted me to send her a t-shirt, but I've only got one, and she wasn't the 300th caller. So, I mean, yeah, she sends me some Pepsi points. I might send her a postcard also. And y'all, I've gotten some voice letters, but obviously I've nattered on today about the weekend, and I'm not going to have time to play those. Y'all, I missed out because the Miss Patrick's ran long on Friday, and ran long is an understatement. Because it ran long on Friday, I missed out on some delicious sex on Saturday evening. But, you know, that's okay. I haven't had any sex this weekend. However, I also went to the Walmart this weekend, and based on the Super B and Michael's recommendation, I have bought the Unisom Meltaways to help me sleep on Sunday night. So I will take... Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, dear Gussie. There's a hole in your Gussie, dear Gussie. A hole. Speaking of a hole, y'all... It's my understanding that Antivirus Friday show was a little behind. Now, I promise I will never use the words little behind and Antivirus in the same sentence ever again. I promise you that. So, because y'all, that's just kind of like jumbo shrimp. It's an oxymoron. Little behind, Antivirus. Doesn't work. Y'all, I am... I'm going to go cut me a piece of coconut cake and pour me a glass of the skim milk, and I'm going to watch The Big Run, and then I'm going to take my Unisom. I just hope that I don't shit the bed tonight. Oh, Lord. Hi, DQ Rick. Thanks for the opening. Bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.